to pick up really from when the tour starts handling the Shiloh Paris. So, Kosev Adoni Obi Rosh Zal. Yeshi Stapik, Bemisha Kabeh Sudosu Ala Paris. Imachum Mehen Ma'at Skilla Bulay Pas, Imesh Lavarch Alei. So, a person who's Kabeh Suda means that we already have this dinner, Boy Machel, the Suda. If that's the Suda, so it doesn't need a bracha. And that's even you'll need it with Pas, because you made the Suda out of it. So what about if you make the Suda with on Paris, which normally the Gemara says Tanim on Novim, is not considered Boy Machos as Suda. So the Rosh of Swarohi, Shalim Baruch Aleim, did they have a hash to Boy Machos as Suda, Kim and Shikr Sudos to Samech Aleim, therefore Pas Poitron, Afilu, in Ochem Hem Ma'at Beloi Pas. So therefore the Rosh says that you would not, Swar is that you do not eat a bracha on them, even though you eat them without pass. Now, the rush is lost, and I feel like ma'at b'loy pass. I mean, it sounds like you're eating some with pass, some without pass, but there's no problem with that. But he says, even if you ochel ma'at chila b'loy pass, so you do not need a bracha. That's what the rush seems to say. It seems that you are eating with pass. That's how the simple reading of the rush is, that there's no tanai of eating it with chila b'pass, the maskan of the rush. Now, the Taz is going to make a lot of sorrows for us in that point. Yes, sir.
When it says that you eat a tchila b'loy pas, that means after you washed, you had a mitzi, and then you ate by itself without pas.
Correct.
Not before the mitzi.
Correct. Reveal the pairs b'emsa suda, which means you had other foods as well. So it's not b'soyv suda, you're not eating it like kinua. You're eating b'emsa suda, which means it's part of the meal. So it's coming lisboya. So it's not Ikra Suda, it's not Kinuach. So now this is a new scenario. We've had now Dorm and Baruch Machla Suda, which they're the Ikra Suda. And we're saying I can replace that with Pas, with Paris, and do the same thing the Rosh says. I have a case for meaning not least by B'chal, it's for Kinuach, it's for dessert. But this is a new case. It's one of the courses. It's one of the courses. I'm eating at least Boya, but it's not the primary course. So that situation, so he calls that Bamsa Suda. It means you started your Suda eating Basri and other things. Now it's Lavdavka Bamsa Suda. It's just, that's a way to be Kaveya, bad word. That's a way to Shtelavek, that we're talking about a case where it wasn't Ikra Suda. So let's say the Mashal, you would have a situation where you're eating Paris is the first course, but it's one of many courses. That'd be the same din. So my it's Lisboya. I'm not talking about appetizers. You're eating at least boya, but you also have plenty of other foods besides. So that'll be the same. That'll be the same case. So the fact that it's be'emsa, lav dafka be'emsa, as opposed to betila, the point is, it's obvious that you're eating other foods as well. You're eating them in lav as a pas. It means you're eating them to be an accompaniment to the pas. Are you eating them at least boya? Over there, but if you're eating without pas at the beginning, then you do need to break a bracha. But if you're eating it, according to the tour, according to the way the tour learns the rush, according to the rush into the tour, if you're eating it like your suda, you do not need to eat it with a pas. If you're eating it to be an ikar in the suda, but not the ikar in the suda, right? So then you need to eat beginning with pas. You don't need the besaif with pas, you need the tequila with pas. That's how the tour like shells of it. Okay, that's good. That seems to be, yeah. I'm not sure that's a time ma'akev, though. It's just that was their way of saying that was Ikra Suda. For them, that was Ikra Suda. Okay. So the tour, that's the end of the tour. The Beis Yosef extends the simon a lot, if you haven't noticed. Right, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, where would we be without the Beis Yosef? We'd be finished with the siman. Okay, without the Beis Yosef. So he brings the rush first. So Alam Shaychol Tchilas Asura Pass appears Yeshishtapik Imochem Ehem Beloy Pass Im Yivaruch Aleim Im Lav. So that the rush Tzvoruhu Shal Yivaruch Aleim. The day Havi Hashem Achvas Asura Dikras Asura Samach Aleim. So for you it's Dikras Asura. So Melo that's called Achvas Asura. People in general do not make meals out of Paris. Okay, that's not a problem. We don't say about Ladaita. He'll keep the Ikra Suda Haim. Pass Petros and I feel all come pass. See no eating without pass, that's the dinner that's bottled to the pass. Again, this is all not like Rashi. Rashi has the whole sukkah talking about eating with bread.
Is there a reason for why it's not brought to redemption? Why we don't like, care about it?
Is there a reason? You could argue that that it is, but the Rashi holds in Svar. It's not. I don't think it has a riot to it. So going back to the question which Yeshua was asking on Sunday, is this a comprehensive concept? Is this a kviyas of a list which Chazal were kaveya, or Pshat, they're telling you the Metzius? When the Bahag makes the list, is he telling you these are the facts, or he's telling you this is the facts in his time? Right. So if you tell me that this is the facts in his, it's not. We're not making this list, and it's Chayk Vilyaver. We're discussing what's normal. So the Rosh says, I'll take it a step weiter. If you want to do that, that's also normal. It's not abnormal. Yushalmi Arinan, however, the Yushalmi says, Rav Kahuna Ochotami and Pita. Omale Rechia Barashi, Polik at al Rabcha. So the Yushalmi a little bit earlier had said that a case where a person was eating peiris, so that he says the best thing to do is leave it at the end of the meal, and therefore you can make a bracha rishon and a bracha achron. And he wasn't doing that. He was eating it earlier in the meal. So they asked him, you're not doing like your Rebbe. Shavkin bosom is ayn chavat mevarachalei and tchila b'saif. You could have left it at the end of the meal. You would have made a bracha tchila b'saif. And you didn't do that. So Sir Huna answered Rechia Barashi, and he said, Obalei inun ikun ikisasi. This is my main bite. This is my main food. Right? What do you mean I leave it at the end? This is the meal. Okay, now. So that's our case. This is a case where he's eating it as the Ikra Suda. And he didn't make a bracha on it. So, we're good. Now, the case of whether he ate it with bread. He ate it in pita. So, Shalaz, what does it do for us? Now, so the Rosh, Mashma the Lachar Mazon of the Kamer, Hainer Lachar Suda Kanberich was a Mazon, Kamer Potter is a young Lachar Mazon, the Mesnisen. Ksaver Pisler of Huna, the Kalmini Perish Lachar Suda, Matun Baruch Alif Nehem Lachar Reim. So when he asked, leave it, Shavkin Bosim Mazon, Chapasim Mazon, Chamat, like the Gemara says over here, Mamish after the meal. Like the more, whatever you mean, you took away the pass, you took away the table, whatever that pshat was, what defines after the meal, before your bench, there was a stage of meal, then post meal, then there was benching. So that post meal stage was that's what we're talking about, like we have in the Mor Rapapa says, like the Turk quoted before, right? Okay, so mashma abotecha suda into the bracha lachreim. I feel the ochem b'le pass. So zakter rosh means if you ate a techa suda, even though it's peiris. And you ate it without pass, you don't need a bracha achrayim. How do I know that? Dibalei pass tunan ami bracha achrayim. Kshaychah b'sechah suda, lomali the mishkabino bracha mezana, yermele achal asambalei pass, afilo techa suda, yerachalei b'tchila b'soif. Okay? Now, so the shaila is like, where's the rush going over here? Like, he was discussing his case where you ate him for his ikra suda. Vayim is ikra suda. He holds you don't make a bracha rishon, even eat without pass. So the Rechia Barashi is asking him, why don't you leave it to seifa suda and you'll make a bracha before and afterwards? He says, vayim is eat a techa suda. You don't need a bracha. You don't need a bracha afterwards. How do I know? Because if you eat a techa suda and you eat it without pass, you need a bracha rishon afterwards. So we could accomplish that. But where's the bracha? But the question was accomplish both a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. You don't get a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. Elamai, he holds the techa suda. You do get a bracha. Why do you get a bracha rishon? The shaila is what's with the bracha achrona, which is that's your papa's din. If you ate peiros techa suda, right? Not lachar suda, techa suda. You make a bracha rishon, not a bracha achrona. So what is it with the rush then? So that's a case that wasn't ikra suda. So he said they're ikra nigisasi means they're ikra suda. If I suppose they weren't ikra suda, the rush's case. They were a case where they were one of the ikarim of the suda. So then he says, "Eat without pass, eat a bracha b'shoyner," and the ends, "Vais lechois," but you won't need a bracha achrona, right? Because if you need a bracha achrona, I have an eitzah. You can accomplish the exact same thing. The goal over here is to say a bracha b'shoyner, bracha achrona. I can accomplish the same thing. Teichas suda. Why do you need to live with the achra suda? You can accomplish the same thing. Teichas suda. How? Eat it without bread, and you need a bracha b'shoyner, bracha achrona. Vaisukhosh, you don't need a bracha achrayna. That's what he's trying to prove. It's funny, like he's clearly assuming there was a pasha, there was a bracha mishrayna. The only shayla was, how do you get a bracha achrayna? He says it can't be tefach surah because you don't get a bracha achrayna. That's why he said leave it after surah. Therefore, you'll get a bracha achrayna also. But how does that? Okay, I get that. That's how he learns Yerushalmi. But how's it with what he was saying? He was saying that in case you eat a tikkur asuda, you don't need a bracha rishon or a bracha achrona, even without bread. So there's no eitz of teich asuda. The only eitz is la'achra asuda. Clearly, that was the question. So if I suppose the shoyel didn't know it was tikkur asuda, right? The shoyel didn't know it was tikkur asuda because that was his answer. So what was the shoyel saying? Listen, why do you leave it to la'achra asuda? And la'achra asuda, you can get a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. Why are you eating it now? So what did the shoyel think had happened? He didn't know it was ikra asuda. So what do you assume? He assumed that Rav Huna made a bracha rishona. Because it wasn't ikra asuda, you make a bracha rishona. So he's saying, well, you know, so he says, so can you get a bracha achrona right now? The answer is no, you can't. Because right now, even if you eat without pashas, you don't get a bracha achrona. So that's it, that he proves. I mean, everybody with me? That's impressive. Okay. So he said the shell didn't know it was ikra asuda. The shell thought it was he was having it during the meal. So bracha rishona, what do you need? So what was his question? His question was, I want to give you an eitz how to get bracha achrona. So he didn't say eat a teich asuda without pass. You need a bracha achrona because you're not going to eat teich asuda. You don't need a bracha without pass. So how much I've proven that teich asuda without pass, you don't need a bracha achrona. How can you get bracha achrona? You eat a lacher asuda, then you'll have then you'll be chayv in a bracha achrona, and that was what the Reb Chanina Bar Sissi said beforehand. You should dafka leave it lacher asuda in order to be able to say bracha rishon and bracha achrona. Don't need a teich asuda. So his response was, okay, no, I ate a teich asuda. And therefore, even though you were asking me, I should eat without pas, right? You're saying that I'm eating a teich asuda. So it's ikra asuda. So I can't leave it to the end. So now what? So how does that rush, how does that Yerushalmi affect the rush? Okay, now, miu ain lochir mikan shim hevi peris lecho behen pitoy. The Rosh says, but that much, in a case where Tekhasura, it's not the Ikar, so like you were asking, you were assuming that there's a Bracha Rishona, right? So it's a Raya that you make a Bracha Rishona when you eat a Tekhasura without pass. It's a Raya to that. So that's not a Raya. Because it could be you don't make a Bracha Rishona. Could be you do, I don't know. But the reason why he didn't discuss eating it now, he discussed eating it later on because he wanted to gain bracha achrona. But I haven't proven that you need a bracha b'shena teich asuda. Right. Now, what does the Rosh hold? Does the Rosh hold you make a bracha b'shena teich asuda or not? But it's not ikar asuda. So, partially he holds you make a bracha b'shena because that's what he's doing up to Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi didn't know it was ikar asuda. The Shoyal assumed you made a bracha b'shena. He was eating a teich asuda, so lachar eating a teich asuda means that's like he's eating it one of the courses. He's eating it with the pas. He's eating a lav of the pas. It means he's eating it as a course. So he's eating it as a course. It was teich asuda. So now the rush has moved. The rush finished his first case. The first case is a case you're eating at mamash all by itself. The Yerushalmi is not relevant to that case b'chlal. That's Rav Huna's answer. Now, but the raya is all from the shoyel who didn't know the case was ikar asuda. So now he's going to set the case where it wasn't ikar asuda; it was a ikar in the suda, not the ikar in the suda. The shoyel assumed to make a bracha rishona, and it's clear that in that situation you don't need a bracha achrona. That's what the shoyel said: leave it to the end of the meal. The shoyel assumes you need a bracha rishona. Now, why do you need a bracha? Is that a ride that you need a bracha rishona? Rosh says, So ein lo chiyach. Mikan shim hevi peres lechol ben pitzoy, which means not as the primary food, but as a primary food. Welcome mitzosim lo pas em sasura shol yiton bracha lefneim. You can't prove if you ate them without pas that you don't need a bracha rishona, because you see that the shoyol assumed that there was a bracha rishona. I'll bring a raya. He only asked eat a lachar suda. The techa suda, you don't need a bracha, right? Even if you eat it without pas, because he asked what after the suda. That's not a raya. Why? Because he's really focusing on the bracha achrona. Maybe that's why he asked for achar suda. So I have no raya which way you should go. But that much is mashma in the rush, and the way the achrona learned the rush. If you're eating it, this is the Torah. This is the source for the Torah. We already know the Torah, so we're reading the Rosh again from the Torah. So the case of eating it is the Iker Asuda, even though you eat it without pas, you don't need a bracha. Rishona. If you're eating it as a Iker, but not the Iker, so then you need a bracha Rishona if you eat it without pas. If you eat it with pas, you don't need a bracha Rishona. So, no. If you eat the beginning with pas, if you eat the beginning of that, if it's an ikr, A, and you eat at the beginning with the pas, you don't make a bracha. And that's all you need. You don't need any more. If you ate it without pas, you do need to make a bracha rishona. Even though you're eating it as an ikr. So, the Rosh is presenting is the way. The Rishis is going to learn the Rosh, the way the Torah learns the Rosh, the way the Achronim learn the Rosh. I guess it's the only way to learn the Rosh, but the Rosh itself shifts gear in the middle of the Rosh. He starts discussing case A, where it's the Iker. He says it's a Suwara. Then he says Yerushalmi. What does he want to Yerushalmi? He wants a new case. That's how the Madana Yontif learns the Rosh. That's how the Beis Yosef is going to learn the Rosh. Right? That's how the Torah learns the Rosh. It's a new case. That's the source for the second of the Rosh that the Torah is quoting. That second din is from the case of the Yerushalmi. Now, the Rosh doesn't say, it doesn't say anything to indicate that it's what he's doing. That's all the Achronim, the Torah and the Beis Yosef understand what the Rosh is doing. I remember the first few times I went through the Rosh, so you know that clue, you get very frustrated. Like, he's shifted gear without telling you. Okay. Now, so that's the quotes. If you don't eat them with pas, near the Hanan Asher Kosev Rosh, Miu Ein Lachich Mikan Shim Heviu Peres Lechem Behem Pitzoy. Bishul Kosev Rosh Pesak Davar Zeh Behed Yemashal Rabbeinu the Me'arach Asher Kosev the Ein Lachich Misham. Shall you turn Brachel Ifneim? Alma Iu Sover the Shatun Brachel Ifneim. Gemurach Kosev Kedi Ber Rosh. That's Ravuna's teretz. Remember, that wasn't the shoyl. That was from the Ravuna's answer. You'll get a bracha mishan either way. But since Rav Chanina Basisi said you should say both brachas, that you have to wait till the end of the meal. But I'm saying, you'll talk again a bracha mishan. So, after that, you don't have to leave it to the end of the meal. But since Rav Chanina Basisi wants you to make a bracha mishan and a bracha achrona, whatever reason why he wants that, but for that, you need to go to the end of the meal. But to get the bracha mishan, it's even emsa suda. Okay? Zot Mordechai. Okay. So now the Mordechai throws in an interesting line. So we don't have a klor meskana. So once I tell you that if it's not ikir asuda, it does not require bracha rishona or bracha achrona. But I'm telling you if it's a ikir, it requires a bracha rishona if you eat it without pas. Right? I mean, we dike that from the Yerushalmi. I'm learning that from the Yerushalmi. But it's not mukhrach. Right? That it's not mukhrach that But the next step. But the Torah adds that in a case where you eat the beginning with pas, then you don't have to eat anywhere with pas. So if you're committing ikra suda, you don't need to eat pas with the bechlal. If it's a ikra, if you eat the beginning with pas, you're potter, then after that pas, you don't need a bracha. It's totally in the first. Right? So is that poshut? Or do I argue that no? Once you're being mechalek between the ikra and an ikra, we say if it's not the ikra, you do need a bracha, so maybe even eat it with pas. If you make it boy mechalek with suda, that's the meal, so it doesn't need any brachas, whether you eat with pas or not, according to them. But if you eat it as an ikra, if you tell me it doesn't have that din, the suda doesn't apply, so maybe it needs a bracha, even if you eat it later on without pas. You eat the beginning with pas, no bracha. Later on without pas, no bracha. So the best eitz is to eat it without pas, make a bracha, and then you have no suffix. So that's what Mordechai says to do.
How is he saying that's what a Yerusha Mayim should do? Yerusha says the opposite. Yerusha says have it with bread first. What? It seems like two opposite things. It seems like a Yerusha Mayim should do something that everybody would agree on would work, but... Yeah. The Drisa brings, I think, the Rabbeinu Yerucham.
You talking about the Jewish and Bays?
Yeah.
I don't see that being a steer to what he's saying.
When they're not Iker Suda. He doesn't need to make a bracha. She calls him Tchilas Achilas Peros Liachas Benes Apas. Alpha Pishen Iker Suda Solem Havilei Kedvarma Vayim Machmas Asuda.
Correct.
That having it once with Pas will make it Dvarma Vayim Machmas Asuda.
Correct.
So if the Mordechai is saying the Yerushalayim should make a bracha first and then he could eat it with Pas, what do you mean? Get out of the suffix, just have a bite with Pas and then you're good.
Again, the Mordechai also says that, but he says that's debatable. What do you say? The Drisha says everybody agrees to that other din. I'm not following you. You're saying the Shteta and Drisha, everybody said that case for sure is good. No, the Drisha said the Rush holds that case is good. Right? That's what he's being medayik in the Rush. Right? So, yeah, according to the Rush, that's good. Case is good.
But you couldn't say the Yerusha Mayim should actually just have a bite with Pas and then.
No, because if you don't agree with that, now you have it doesn't help you. According to the Rosh, that's true. But the Mordechai is saying that this is debatable. So therefore, I have a better rate. So don't be totally in the shadow of the cloud. If you make a bracha, you have a problem. Even the Rosh agrees, if you eat it without pas, you have to take a bracha. So I've for sure solved my problem. There's no debate anymore.
It's not that there would be a mila to get out of the bracha.
No. Okay. You're getting involved with bracha shenet tzricha? What's bothering you? No, in any case, you're doing because there's a suffix. It's not called bracha shenet tzricha. Okay. So far, so confused. Good. Mashvid Ibrahim, Shekhmanosim Lerma, Shekhish Iker Asuda, he may Paris. I'll be Shein Derech, Paris, Lova, the Lapis of the Paschim, Shezem, Vim, Achal, Iker Lifton, Havilei Hash, to the Gabi High, Kedwarma, Machos Asuda, Shivili Machal, Bolek Paschim, Sarach, Lebarach, Klav. Okay. He just restated what we've been saying. The case where you make the meal out of it, it's done, even though, like Avi asked, it's, we could have argued it's butler dietary, right? Because it's not the normal thing to do. No, that's not a problem. But if you have a pair of pass, so if it's not the ikur is other foods, it's not as a kinuach. but it's not the ikur. So over there in that situation, if you eat them without pas, you need to make a bracha on them. The elo peris shoychalim pas. Now elo peris shoychalim pas. Masha shenos mevarchalim klal. Now what about you eat them with pas? So if you eat them pas, you don't need a bracha. Why? That's a mishnah. Ikur and tofel kol shu ikur b'matvel mevarchal ikur putos a tofel. The Rashi brings the sheet, even if you eat it with bread, you'd have to make a bracha on it. No, so that's not a question for that sheet that the Rashi is bringing. So the Rashi brings the sheet that even if you eat peiris with bread, the worm, your malafis is a pass. So I eat bread with meat with my bread. That's normal. I eat cheese with bread. That's normal. I eat apples on my bread. I'm weird. Right? So that's not called malafis is a pass. So the fact that you eat it together doesn't make it. It's not called ikur and tofel. That's what they're arguing. Because it's not the tefela means that in some way it's coming to me the sack and the ikur. Right. So. If it's a taruvis, so taruvis is a totally different than ikur and tofel, right? So if you're eating pineapples and apples and peaches and mangoes and bananas and strawberries and the little pieces, so it's considered a taruvis. So you over there, you go about survive. Now I can't tell you that the pshat is the bananas are coming to malapis, the apples, the African malapis is the bananas. That's one did ma'aseh. If it's one ma'aseh hilo, you make one bracha. Over here, that's not the case. There's bread and there's slices of apple. It's nicker. It's distinct. It's clearly separate. So when hechel tastes, it's called ikur and tofel. Why? Because it's coming in some way to accompany the ikur. No, it's not. You haven't eaten two foods but basachas. So they're arguing that's not called ikur and tofel. That's their argument. Rashi said that's not true. So even if I eat my apples together with bread, that's not called ikur and tofel. That's what they're arguing. So that's not true. Okay, so if you eat it with bread mamish, even them a suda, not a problem. Now he still hasn't addressed the next kinach. You eat the beginning of them with bread, and then you stop. What happens then? So arguably, since it's not a malafis, it's a pas batsim. So the fact that you ate it with bread, you ate it with bread. So hikar and tofel. You stop eating with bread. So now you're eating pears. You have to go wrong.
It doesn't go into the category of
masbagad
anymore. You can eat it by itself, and it won't be anything to do with bread.
Arguably, that's so.
So it goes in one way, but doesn't go in the other way. Meaning, like,
in a case you made it as ikra, so you made it like bread, you made it like basar. Uh-huh. But no, I'm having basar, I'm having dog, I'm mostly having apples.
It's just not that category, right?
So what's the luck in that case? Right, person going to goes to shalshudas, and they serve a little bit of gefilte fish, and some fruit salad, etc. That's the meal. So the fruit salad is the meal. It's part of the meal, but it's not the meal. There's also gefilte fish. Right, so
with my bread, then I
eat. So you eat it with bread. You eat it bread. You don't eat it without bread. So the Torah says you don't need to make it. Once you eat it with the bread, you're okay. That the basis hasn't discussed yet. At that point, Fizal Bishul Kosev Bagos Maimonides Perek Dalet Kol Divrei Mordechai. So the Gos Maimonides quotes. The Gos Maimonides was a Rishon who wrote his orders on the Rambam, and he called the Gos Maimonides. It wasn't the Rambam. Hagos. V'hoisef v'kosav. As he quotes the Mordechai, question is: Behechad the Remsa Suda Oichel Peiris Im Pas. You can remember Kiman Shein Derech Labasim was a Pas. Tuna Bracha Lifneim. We have a small kosav. V'chein Komi Mine Peiris A Boy Masuda Lechol Imahem Pas. Tuna Bracha Lifneim. There was an approachim L'Lachrei. An approachim L'Lachrei. The Bracha wasn't part of Kama Shochel was in Pas. So he quotes the Mordechai and the Smag. Even though you eat it with bread, you're eating it with pas, you need a bracha. The Mashma Divrei, I feel a Paris Atzam Sharklam a pas, Kermit Sharklam Varchal Adifneim. So Lachara Zeshde, nay. I skipped the line. Shalmi Mukhir Shimbo, Paris Dikir Asuda Shenim Bavarchal. So now, the Akos Raman is not saying that that your Shalmi is a Rai Kenegid, the Mordechai. Or the smug. because he's quoting them and saying, if you eat it, if it's not the Iker Asura, even though you eat it with Pasha, you need to make a bracha. By the way, you should know that Yerushalmi says, if you eat it, this Iker Asura, it's a different ballgame. But now you're not eating the Iker Asura. You're eating a Teich Asura with bread. What's the halacha? So he says, you need to make a bracha. But I just told you that the Rashba was doicha that shita. He brings a raya from the Yerushalmi, not like that. And it's halachim istaber. Epshaloimer, the al karchach. Now the epshalom al karchach is really not. It's a really strange lashon. Maybe you have to say you're forced to say. Maybe you have to say that you're forced to say. I mean,
Ruby, at this point, he has a piece of fruit on bread, and it's not called ikar and tuffel. He's saying the bread is tuffel to the fruit.
No,
you would make a bracha, or you have to take the fruit off the bread and then eat it with bread. That's what he means. If he's being malafis the fruit at this moment, and he's
making the bread's not the tuffel, but doesn't mean the fruit is the tuffel either. Right? That's the ice cream sandwiches.
Right?
Right? So we said ice cream sandwiches, you know, so you, Marcia says, you make two brachas.
Right.
Make a bracha on the waffle, and you make a bracha on the ice cream.
Right.
So over here also, you make a bracha on the fruit, and a bracha on the bread. Efshaloimer, whatever that means, he doesn't mean the peiris with the bread. He means that you there was some point along the line you ate it without bread. Okay, so see, he says like this. He can't mean we're eating with bread. Mamish. You make a bracha. Now, there is a sheet like that. That's the sheet that the Rashi quoted. So why he can't mean that, maybe they hold like that sheet to which Rashi quotes. I don't know. But assuming that they can't mean that, what are they saying? They're saying in the case that you ate it with bread, the eating with bread doesn't help you for that when you ate without bread. It's because when you eat it with mamash with bread, so it's a tuffel to the bread. But when you eat it without bread, so why is it a tuffel? Else kol ikar tuffel, that doesn't help you. Else kol ikar tuffel, I eat the tuffel separate from the ikar, I need a bracha. I had a little bit left over at the end. You spoke about you eat cereal and milk, and you have a little bit of milk left over at the end, you don't make a bracha. But my way I eat cereal and milk is I take one spoon of cereal with the milk, and one spoon of milk, and one spoon of cereal. Like, I eat it separately. So you need a bracha on the milk.
I've seen some people, like, on Shabbos, they eat their ice cream with the bread, I guess, not make the bracha or something like that.
Right. Do you have to eat each bite with bread?
But I guess from what we're saying, you have to eat each bite with the bread. So that,
correct. Right. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that.
Right.
But I mean, we spoke out on losing track of days last week Tuesday, last week Thursday. The course of word from the Ben Yeren and the Rashi that you make that case, Shulchan Aruch, you make a bracha on it, on the dessert, but eating ice cream, you make a shakel. But we were dyke from the Rashi and from the Ben Yeren on Thursday and the Rashi on Sunday, we were dyke that you would not make a bracha. So now it's a suffix. So they ate to deal with bread according to the Roshitas. Shulchan Aruch does not pass like that. Mishmur doesn't pass like that. But the Maisa, there is such a shita which is held like that. The Miri also holds like that. Maybe even the Rambam holds that you would not make a bracha, so it's a suffix. So they avoid the suffix by eating with bread. But over there, you'd have to eat each bite with bread. It's not enough to eat the. So that's what we're discussing now. So I eat some with bread. So, okay, good. So I was kaveya that I'm eating with bread that's coming to the lapis of the pass. So now I eat a little without bread. Okay, good. It's now ikarasuda. No, it's not ikarasuda. It's you're eating with bread. It's an ikar and tuffel. Eating without bread, there's no ikar and tuffel. You have to make a bracha. That's what they mean to say. Which means they're disagreeing with the Rosh and the Tur. The Rosh and the Tur are saying, in case where you're eating something as an Iker Suda, and Iker Suda, not the Iker Suda, eat the first bite with bread. Well, eat it in beginning with bread, and then you demonstrated that your kabban over here is to be it's Malafis as a pass. That's what it's for. It's there to be a malapes. It's there to be a complement to the ikra of the suda, which is the bread. And the rest, you don't need any bread. That the Mordechai and the Smagra say not like that. They're saying in Smag that according to them, if it's the Ikar Asura, I'm good. I agree with you. Yeah. You don't need bread with every bite. But it's not the Ikar Asura, it's an Ikar. It's not Mamash Kinuach, it's an Ikar, but you still need every bite with bread. But I want to point out, we keep saying Tchila with bread. Everybody says the first bite. Beer Lacha doesn't like that. No, we're not going to have appetizers. Let me get appetizers out. Good catch. So, the Beer Lacha in Kuvayin Zayin Gimel, he talks about this din over here. Enotom Rashita Mat Impas. It's not enough to just eat a little bit with bread. So it's not enough that you have the first bite with bread, and that's good enough. And the Lash on the Red Yard is Iker Liftin Shaloi Mitkila, Viskulachimano Ina Pass, Patriarcha Kakashakumena Beloy Pass, Bukholinian. So, if I the Shulchan Aruch sounds, you should eat mashra, I feel a mat. The beer lochan sifkimo, bottom one. Toib shiachu betchila beperis. Mishabura doesn't say what the shear is, but he says that idea that you're going to convey if I'm making the his stomach has ikra suda. Because we don't pass like this piece. We hold it by Ikar Asura. Well, if he says he's going to bring the Ben Yerna, right? The Ben Yerna says, if it's Ikar Asura, according to the Rosh, if it's Ikar Asura, you don't have to eat with pass at all. It's Ikar Asura. If it's not Ikar Asura, you eat the beginning with bread, and then you don't have to eat the rest with bread. According to the Ben Yerna, even if it's Ikar Asura, you have to eat the beginning with bread. If it's not Ikar Asura, you have to eat the beginning and end with bread. But what's called the beginning? Both of them have this idea of beginning. The Rosh in a case where it's not Ikar Asura, it's not the Ikar Asura. The Ben Yonah, even when it's the Ikar Asura, you have to eat the beginning with bread. How much is called the beginning? What? A little, like, no. It says it means you convey your Yisura on that thing. You ate it with bread. So how much? It doesn't say how much. But it means that it's a double kosher. It doesn't mean you just had a little bite. The point is, that you're starting a meal and you're eating. It's shalshudis, right? They you sit down to the shalshudis, and your wife tells you, okay, here's the shalshudis. It's fruit soup. Right? That's the shalshudis. That's fruit soup. So it's peiros. Right? So do you make a brachan or not? Well, it's the ikra asura. So we pass on like the Ben-Yarna. You have to eat it with pass. How much with pass? The first bite. No, not the first bite. You have to convey at the beginning of the meal that this soup is coming with lavas as a pass. So you ate a few, three or four or five, six bites with pass. You made it. This is Mimalapas is a pass. Then you don't have to eat with pass anymore. But if you're just going to eat the first bite, you weren't conveying anything over here. Then you're in a mess. According to the Rosh, even though you're eating with pass, you don't make a bracha. Right. According to Ben Yarina, you would make a bracha.
Unless you
ate with pass. So you don't go there. Because over here it's not a part of Cheshivas, it's a part of being Malapis.
Are you allowed to eat it even if you don't like it like that?
Yeah. Right. It'll still work.
If you have a mixture of peiros, you know, pineapple, melon, whatever, do you have to have. Doesn't matter which you put in bed, which you don't, or you should put each one. But does it make a difference? It's, you know.
I mean, it's a fruit salad.
It's fruit salad, and I'm having it as an apple.
As long as the fruit salad is considered so much as a terubis, which there's one, we look at it as a terubis as opposed to a large piece, but small pieces, like we hold on like the chayyotim. But according to the chayyotim, even as long as they're distinct, it's two different achilas, so then you'd have to do each one separately, according to the chayyotim pashas. But according to us, we hold that if they're large pieces, like the orchashons, as you eat one bite at a time, each time you just take one thing in your fork, big pieces of pineapple and watermelon and apples and peaches, so you need two brachas, according to everybody. But if it's small pieces, so in each bite, you're going to be getting a little bit of both, or primarily in almost all the bites, you get a little bit of both. It's one meichel. So you ate that meichel with bread. So you don't have to eat both minim with.
And if it's bigger pieces, then you have to have like 3 or 4 bites of each min?
No, it would be. It's an interesting question. Theoretically, yeah. So just mush it. You know, don't get involved in the shadows of you know, schita and all those things. But you know, cut it up in small pieces. Okay. Now this is all. So, this is all the. So we have the Mordechai shita that. If it's the which they all agree with the Ikra Suda, it's shaykh that we can be Kamei Suda on Paris and give it a din of a malafis to the pass, and you don't need to make a bracha on it because it's that's the meal. In a case where it's not the Ikra Suda, it's a Ikra of the Suda, it's not Kinuach, you're eating a little Lispoya, not for Kinuach, but it's not the Ikra of the Suda. You're going to get involved with this machloikis. How can you make it into malapas as a pass? According to Mordechai, the answer is no. According to the Smag, the answer is according to this. According to the quotes to Mordechai, the answer is no. The way the Smag holds, the answer is no. According to the Rosh, the answer is yes, even without any eating the first part of it with pass, because it's not the Ikara Suda. And according to Ben Yoyna, he's going to quote. That's he's medayik this in Tosfos, etc., etc., etc. Where's Are you sure you're saying? El Shehu Matzah, really the place where he says it, so it really, really points it out, is all the way down at the bottom. A few lines before Machal Dibir Ben Yerna, like 4 lines before that. He says, "I will pass." You have to have intention to, even if you ate without pass, you started with pass, then you ate without pass. So even pass, you don't need a bracha. Ate without pass, you need a bracha. No, you don't need a bracha. But he's matzrich shetiyah kavanosa adayin lechol mehem ima pass. But it's only if you plan to finish off with bread. That's the difference between the case where your kriyas is on Paris, then you don't need to be malapas as a pass at the end. And if it's al dvar mecherim, and then you have it with pass, you have it bemsa suda, since it's not the ikar of the suda, it's a ikar, but not the ikar, you must eat the beginning and the end with pass to be potter in the middle. That's when that's the kviyas suda is on Paris. That's all Shulchan Aruch passes. Like the Ben Yonah. So Ben Yonah adds this kinach. This idea that we're going to call Paris Bemsa Suda, which is not the primary meal, malapsing to the pass. Fine, I get that. How do you do that? If you eat the beginning with bread, and you eat the end of the bread, the fact that you had a bite in the middle without bread, that's not, it's not mevatel the shem malapis. But if you eat the beginning with bread, then you forget about the bread and you eat the rest by itself, it's not a malapis anymore. Now it's its own thing. So now it needs a bracha. The only time it's considered a malapis, there's this kiddush that we're saying that you can shtel zavech, that you eat it with bread, and that therefore, if, even afterwards you sort of ignore the bread and eat it by itself, it's still called a malapis, and it doesn't need a bracha, even though it's not the ikra suda. That's only, according to Mariana, that's only true if at the end you come back eating with the bread. So that's clear that you're really, your real goal over here is eating with the bread, and in the middle it was just an aberration. But if you put the bread away and you just focus on the peiros, that's not an aberration. You're not eating with bread anymore. So you need a bracha. If it's the ikara suda, this is the suda. So the hamaitzi goes on it. If it's not the ikara suda, the p'tur is because it's a malapis to the bread. Okay, is it a malapis or not? Well, you're not eating with bread. Oh, you know, that's just, had a few bites without bread, don't worry about it. So that's only true if you eat it at the end with bread. If you eat it at the end without bread, that's not true anymore. That which the tour and the rush hold, you can shtel zechavech by eating the beginning with bread. Again, which doesn't mean one bite. It means you had a significant amount with bread. The fact that you can eat without bread is not a problem. Even if you don't have bread at the end. That's when you're going to say that I don't agree with. Even that's not enough. Furthermore, in a case where it's the ikara suda, I still also need you to eat it with bread at the beginning, which the rush says you don't need. So Kumpler says A. And arguably, according to the Mordechai, even if you do the beginning and the end, it's not good enough. In the case where it's not the Ikara Suda, you have to eat every bite with bread. All right. So we have, in the case where it's not the Ikara Suda, you have three shittas. You have the Rosh saying, eat the beginning with bread, you're good to go. Ben Yosef says, eat the beginning and the end with bread, you're good to go. The Mordechai says, you have to eat every bite with bread. Otherwise, you have to give a bracha. Right? So, and there, I say, oh, I have a good idea. Eat the beginning without bread. And I ask you, do you make a bracha? Rosh says, yeah. Ben Yosef says, yeah. Mordechai says, yeah. Now you have no problems. You have to worry about eating with bread or not. That's the Mordechai, which he's saying, Yerai Shemayim. Because in a case where it's not the Ikara Suda, I have a sheet which says, no matter what you do, unless you eat it with bread, mamish, you're going to have to make a bracha. Well, I don't eat every bite with bread. So then I have an eitzah. Everybody agrees. If at the beginning you don't eat with bread, then you need a bracha. Let's say it's the Ikara Suda. So according to Rosh, even without bread, you don't make a bracha. Now you can make a bracha, but it's a solid bracha. But according to Rosh, if it's the Ikara Suda, it's the with the definite article. It's the Ikara Suda, even without bread. This is the meal, so you don't need a bracha. Say, well, even without bread, you make a bracha. That doesn't work. According to Ben Yarno, you have to eat the first bite with bread, the first part with bread. Otherwise, you have to make a bracha. So I say, listen, be machmer. According to the Rosh, you don't need a bracha either way. But according to Ben Yarno, if you eat without bread, you have to make a bracha. So what am I going to do? So eat it with bread. You want to take a bracha. Afterwards, but they both thought you don't need a bread. You don't need a bracha. According to the simple reading of the Hagos Maimonides of the Mordechai and the Smag, even in that case, we need a bracha, which doesn't stem with the Rishami. What would we die from the Rishami? Right? Even if you eat it with bread, maybe you need a bracha. Like, there's no eitzah. So then the eitzah is before the meal, make a bracha. So then you have no shayla. But are you mechiv to do that? No, Shulchan does not bring that you're mechiv to do that.
Before Hamotzi?
By
the Iker.
Okay, so the Iker. If you wanted to be yurt to that shita, you'd make a bracha before the Hamotzi. And you eat less of the kazayas. Because you eat a kazayas, so you ate food before the meal, you didn't need to separate the foshes. Benji doesn't pass to that. So you create a new problem. Where's your bracha achrona?
You can make bracha achrona before you bench.
No, because according to the sheet is that you need this bracha to be mitzvah. What's teichas suda? It's considered teichas suda, and the benching patters it. So it's a suffix bracha.
Every piece of bread.
You reach 100 brachas.
Okay. Let's figure out just figure out something. Machal Dibri Ben Yoran Atta Shemeya. Shkam Hecha Sheikr Sudos Al Peiris. Sar Shechel Mehem Tchila Yim HaPas. Halabach Yitzar Chol Baruch Aleim. Vein Kedash Rabbeinu. Al Afil Yim Echol B'tchila Mehap Aloi Pas. Lo Yim Baruch Aleim Klal. Kim Nekava Sudos Aleim. Havi Lehu Hashra Kedorim Bavay Mechol Zasura. Legamri. From Roy Lachos Al Dibri Ben Yoran. Shavim Lefon Peiris Besura. Shetchila Sas Lossam Yim HaPas. Yeah, if you're making the meal out of Peiris, you should make sure you eat the beginning with bread. So again, according to the Rebbe Yarno, if you don't eat it with bread at the end, then you need a bracha on the pas, on the peiris. So make sure you eat it at the end with bread also. According to the Rosh, you're good, because Rosh, you're good anyway. According to the Rebbe Yarno, you solved your problem. And Rav Shmuel Gama goes smag because Gablin Shechlim him passed Kilo B'Seif Meru Zibor Meru Zura Damu. Maybe they should agree to that as well, etc. Fine. And then he says maybe they don't agree, but that's already Sapik Brachas. So I don't really have an answer for that, unless you would. So therefore you don't make a brach. Okay, so that's how he's kaveya. This is Shulchan Aruch Lemaisa's Kaveya, like the Rebbeinu Yarno. Now, if you didn't do like the Rebbeinu Yarno, you didn't eat the pas at the end, so you're a bad boy. Because according to the Rebbeinu Yarno, you should have made a bracha on the pears that you ate. But the Maisa is already too late. What are you supposed to do about it? There's nothing to do about it. If you didn't eat bread at the end. A case where it wasn't Ikaros, so you should be careful to make sure that you eat it with bread at the end. According to the Rosh, you didn't do anything wrong. According to the Rebbeinu Yarno, you did something. You didn't make a bracha on Peiris. You should have made a bracha on, but nothing to do about it.
You need a little more and make a bracha.
No, because according to the Rosh, you're not chayav on a bracha. You can eat a little more and eat it with bread, so that's not going to work. The point of according to the Rebbeinu Yarno is, if you eat bread at the beginning, you stop. It's not a malafis anymore. So whatever you ate without that needs a bracha. So if I finished my planned meal of Peiris without bread, my planned meal of being one of the courses of Peiris. So I have meat and I have a fruit salad. So according to the Rebbeinu Yarno, I need to eat the beginning and the end with bread. I didn't eat the end with the bread. So that means I ate the beginning with bread and then I ate without bread. I should have made a bracha on it. Now eat some more. Oh, so now retroactive is if you finished off with bread. No, it's not. Once you were misalik from eating the Peiris, you've shown that those Peiris weren't accompanied with the bread because you finished eating Peiris. And you didn't eat it with bread, so it really was chayv and a bracha. Now you're nimlach. You say, I'll have some more, but that's not a hemshuk of that other that achila which you finished was not an accompaniment to bread. So eating it now with bread doesn't help you.
And you can't eat more without bread.
You can't eat more without bread and make a bracha because according to the Rosh, you're not chayv and a bracha, right? Right, I'm saying you have to make sure that you have to remember that in that situation you should eat the end of it, whatever the amount you're planning to eat. If you're like the average guy, you never really finish. I'll always have a little more, so that's okay. But I guess I'm done. He pushes it away. I'm done. Then he's oh my gosh, I didn't eat with bread. There's. What?
You were just gapping out pretty much. There was an answer.
Well, according to the Rebbeinu Yarno, he should have made a bracha. He didn't make a bracha. Like any case. So just looking ahead for Thursday, I want to go to the Shulchan Aruch. So the last part really the Rashi's really saw. The Beis Yosef quotes a significant amount of the points that we saw in the Rashba. So most of them will incorporate into the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is pretty straightforward in the Siman. Yeah, I mean the dike on what I said. And the Magen Avraham is also pretty straightforward. The Taz gets more challenging. This is very big points in the Taz over here. I mean big in size. I don't mean big in. Be'ikir, we're not going to follow the Taz. So if you find the Taz being a little bit overwhelming, I do too. Don't feel bad. And don't get stuck on it too much. And my plan is, you know, really threaded.